Everybody jump.
Yes. Pass of the Moose with you right here on this Wednesday morning. Good hump day. H-U-M-P day, as we say in the trade. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike P., job well done. Thank you across the way. Bogish with your updates. We go for the next 3 hours.
All right.
Right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. We're going to talk a little Jets with Connor Hughes is going to join us a little later on in the program. We're going to talk a little Steeler football with former Steeler quarterback Charlie Batch is going to join us a little later on in the program as well as we begin our training camp tours around the National Football League and give you a feel of all the major storylines around the National Football League. Taz, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good. Not bad. You know, it's middle of the week. This is a perfect time for us to flourish like we do every week. We flourish every day. But usually midweek on the middle of the hump day, as the people call it now, that's usually when we flourish. We kind of peak high.
Build up.
Yeah, we build up. Right, exactly. We crescendo
up. We start slow.
Right.
Peak.
Right.
And then finish slow.
That's it. And by the weekend, good thing we're not in the air because we've got nothing. We're out of gas.
I barely speak. My wife asks if I have a tongue. I barely speak.
Yeah, it's like once it's like Friday afternoon
there.
With them, there's probably two jokes there, but that's a whole other story. Probably two jokes. Maybe more than one.
I think you're probably right about that. Anyway, thanks for hopping aboard. We got you for the next 3 hours right here on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius and XM 206, the app as well. And thank you to all of our great affiliates all across the country, which carry Taz and the Moose each and every day. We thank you, certainly. And Taz, we'll begin with a topic that added another little bit of a layer yesterday as Odell Beckham Jr. at a football camp, right?
Yeah.
And about 1:30 Eastern time yesterday afternoon, he met with the media, and it's a camp for young football players and the like. Met with the media. This is following the GQ piece, the wide-ranging GQ article. And here was what Beckham had to say about the Giants yesterday afternoon. Take a listen.
The only time that I talk about it is when I get asked about it. So it's hard. I don't even know the word for it. It's like a double-edged sword. I can't really I don't want to talk about it, but if I get asked about it, I feel like I have to answer the question. I'm really ready to put it all behind me. I think everybody's moved on. I've moved on. They've moved on. It's just time. This is where I'm at. I'm at Cleveland Browns now. This is my team.
Yeah, and we talked about him wanting to grow up and mature a little bit, right?
Right.
And we got to remember that GQ piece was not an interview that he did last week, right? So
right.
He did it a couple months ago before it came out. So for Odell Beckham Jr., I thought he handled that very, very well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so. By him saying, I only talk about it when asked about it. My only thing, just to really be nitpicky, I would have liked for him to say, I've moved on. I have nothing. Best of luck to the Giants, whatever, and whatever. I've moved on. I'm all about the Cleveland Browns. I think when you still need problems, maybe it's probably nitpicking, right? Tell me if I'm nitpicking here. When you say, hey, listen, I only talk about it when I asked about it. Well, guys and girls that interview, men and women that interview people for a living, reporters, now that sparks them to say, okay, well, if I bring it up, he's going to react to it. So now I don't want to say I'm worried I'm losing sleep over for him or the Browns, but is it going to happen now throughout the season where something gets brought up? Let's say Eli midseason's not playing well, the Giants bench him, and Daniel Jones is a starter, and then the Browns are not even playing the Giants, and then some reporter says, hey, side note, what do you think about Eli Manning getting benched? So now is Beckham basically, he can't help himself that he has to answer the question? Is that what he told us yesterday? Again, I could just be looking too deep into it. Am I nitpicking?
You know what?
Maybe a little bit?
Maybe a little bit, Taz, because I get the point that you're asking. I took it when he was saying that in terms of not only I only answer the questions when I only talk about the Giants when I'm asked about it. I think that was kind of a way of saying that it's not at the top of his mind, right? That those that are thinking that he is sitting there steaming about the Giants and the way that it ended.
I got you. Yep.
He's not.
Yep.
He's not sitting there stewing, thinking about that he got screwed over or that he got disrespected. That he's not. It's not dominating his thought process on a day in, day out basis. Almost to the point where listen, I don't even think about the Giants. All you guys do is ask me about the Giants. I'm not thinking about it. I got other things going on right now. I'm not thinking about it, but I feel like when I get asked a question about it, that I have to speak openly and honestly about it. That's the way.
That's how you took it.
That's how I took it.
Okay.
That's how I looked at it.
And that makes sense. I mean, a part of me definitely felt like that because I hadn't heard that audio until just now. So, you know, my initial reaction, I get it, you know, but.
And no, listen, but what you said is true, because if you're anybody that's going to talk about Odell Beckham Jr. in the future, you're going to ask him about the Giants.
Yeah, that's my only thing. And I've never been a reporter. I've interviewed people just like you have on shows and whatnot. But I felt like, wow, that maybe now that's a way that a reporter can say, okay, this is a hot button topic for him. Now, I agree with you. And I agree that Odell came off like it's the Giants are not renting a plethora of space in his head right now. That I agree, and I think that's he's got bigger fish to fry. He's got to get down that playbook in Cleveland. Got to get rolling with Cleveland. And you know what? In defense to all people in the media that are asking him questions about the Giants, in defense to those men and women, you know, listen, there's no body of work right now, as you know, Moose, for Beckham with the Browns. There's nothing.
Nothing.
There's a ton of body of work with the Giants on and off the field, right? So, and the sideline. So, that's what people
are.
Right in the end zone and the kicking net. But so that's what people are grabbing from the media right now until he has, starts to build that body of work with the Cleveland Browns.
Correct. And that's fair, Taz. And I look at it yesterday as, listen, a step in the right direction for Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, we discussed it yesterday, Taz. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to say, well, Tiger doesn't change his stripes.
Right.
The drama is going to follow Odell Beckham Jr. He can't help himself. I'm not telling you that he doesn't think about his... majority of young star athletes are thinking about their brand or thinking about making more money away from whatever their sport of choice is. You know, who are they representing? What shoes are they wearing? All these different things, right?
Yeah.
The average Joe is not thinking about on a day in, day out basis, right? How can I grab more attention, social media, and the platform that I do have? So I'm not going to tell you that there aren't going to be times where Odell Beckham Jr. does that. But, yesterday, I said it, we talked about it. You said as well, at some point you got to move on, right? You can't keep on rehashing and picking at the scab of the Giants. You've got to move on. And I'm going to give him credit for yesterday. I thought yesterday he basically kind of fired the salvo out there is before the start of camp for the Cleveland Browns, before he ever catches a pass in the regular season for Baker Mayfield, he basically said, listen, I'm done. Kind of paraphrasing here, but in essence, I'm done with it. I'm moved on. They've moved on. I'm a Cleveland Brown. I'm happy. They're moving on as an organization. And I think that's the way of him saying, that he mentally has moved on, that GQ interview was a long time ago. And I think that's good for Odell Beckham Jr., but most importantly, Taz, I also think that's great for the Cleveland Browns.
Absolutely. The Browns hearing that were probably very happy, I would assume. They have some their head PR guy or girl, really on top of anything Beckham does right now. And he Beckham probably has no idea of that. So anything he does, and they're probably watching his social media closely because, they know he's a little bit of a lightning rod. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a good thing. I agree. Being optimistic, I'm with you on that. I think it's definitely a good thing. Now, let me ask you a question, though. If you were, someone in the media that was your job was you were a beat reporter and you were, following players after games or practices and talking to them on said team, would you ask, let's say you were Cleveland Brown, hypothetically, Moose, a beat writer, would you, and it's our third, fourth week into the season, of the NFL season, and now all of a sudden, I gave you the example of,
Giants struggling.
Yeah.
Manning,
would you ask him, Beckham, would you say to him, your thoughts on this?
Okay, so if I'm covering the Browns, I think it depends on how the Browns are doing. All right, if I'm just a general NFL guy, I might answer that.
I think that's a good answer, because if you're covering the Browns, it's going to be more about the Browns.
But say I'm just a general NFL guy gal that I'm swooping in to chat with or cover the Browns.
Big star like Beckham.
Whatever it might be. Yeah, I think I'd have to be doing my job.
Right.
I'd be doing my job, and you know, that would be part of my job. I'd have to ask the question.
So,
now, he does that for Odell Beckham Jr. My advice would be it's time to stop answering.
Absolutely. Once the season starts, you got to move on. You can't give an opinion on any Giant. if Gettleman gets fired or anything, you can't. You got to just, as we say in the business, lay out. You got to just lay out, man. I mean, say nothing. And just worry about the team in orange and brown. That's it. I mean, but if I was a reporter, I would ask him because, you know, you want to get that juice from the guy, you know. But that's my only thing, again. Like he said yesterday, was just by saying, when I'm asked about it, and I'm paraphrasing, when I'm asked about it, then I'll talk about it, meaning the Giants. That's my only thing that sparked me. That's why.
And
it's funny. You heard it a different way than I heard it, which
yeah,
is kind of funny.
Well, it is, because we have, you know, a little bit of a differentiation
intake of it, right,
in the ear. Now, Taz, my advice to Beckham, and I'm going to give him credit for, would be is that you don't have to be honest about everything.
That's a good point.
You don't have to.
You don't have to be.
You don't have to. There are things that you can think. There are things that we all think on a day in, day out basis. That you know, sometimes you play the, you know, you're more, you know, in business and what have you, that you say, well, some things are better left unsaid. Well,
there's tons of guys around here that are really good at not being honest.
No, but
tons.
And
yes,
but that would be my advice to Odell Beckham Jr. I get a sense, Taz, that he feels like he needs to be open and honest.
Right.
And
totally transparent.
And you know what? My advice to him would be knock it off.
Yeah.
Because it's not doing you any favors. And it's not helping you out, and it's creating more of a headache for you than you probably need to deal with on a day-in, day-out basis.
And you mentioned earlier, too, like some people would think that Beckham, you know, the tiger doesn't change his stripes, and that analogy and all that stuff. And, you know, and as you know, I mean, with maturity, you know, people change, right? I mean, he's 26 years old right now. You know, he's different when he came in the league. I mean, okay, yeah, so we could go back to what we discussed yesterday about the GQ article. But like you said yesterday in the first segment of the show 24 hours ago, you know, that was 2 months ago that he did that interview, okay? So it was probably more of a sensitive topic for him because, you know, he just was released by the Giants, a team that he feels the new Giants, the new football Giants, he put on the map more or less. You know, he was the big star. He basically said that in the interview.
He did.
But that was 2 months ago. So you could hear in that sound we just played that when he was at that youth, he was at a youth camp, correct? You said, yeah.
Correct, yeah. He runs a youth camp.
He runs a camp. Yeah. So you know, so, I mean, you could tell he seemed at ease. He sounded good. He sounded regular. He didn't, you know. I also think changing his look a little bit, right? Because I think he lose the blonde mohawk.
Yeah. Yep. It's all gone, right?
That's all gone. So maybe there's some maturity going on and a new Beckham, you know, enters the Cleveland Browns, you know.
Right, and I would look at it, you know, I was trying to think of an example, Taz, to where, like, you know, that we can, you know, that is easily, you know, because, you know, I'm not Odell Beckham Jr., I didn't get spurned by an organization, but, you know, not getting interviewed by GQ, but I thought about this, right? Say you're in a relationship, right, and you're dating someone, and they break your heart.
Yes.
Right? Now, in the immediacy, in the first 4 or 5 weeks of that, if you were, like, truly in love, you're going to feel a lot differently about that than you will 2 months later if someone asks you about said relationship.
Hold on a second. Let me get this straight. So, I'm in this relationship, and then I'm dating.
You're dating,
and
right.
Then the girl dumps me.
Right, gets rid of you, right.
Broken Heart Jones.
Broken Heart Jones. Now,
and then what happens after that part?
If I ask you, so I sit down and ask you about that relationship and how you feel maybe bothered and you know, that she broke up with you and how could she do this to me, right?
Right.
In the immediacy.
Oh.
And chatting with you, right?
Yeah.
The wound is still open. You know, you're a little heartbroken and she's moved on. You'd feel you'd answer questions differently then,
right, of course,
than you would 2 months later.
I'd probably cry like a baby throughout the whole interview.
I probably would
do that.
And I wouldn't disagree. I probably would as well. But the point being, though, Taz, months later,
right?
If I asked you about that relationship,
different,
you're gonna have a clearer head.
Of course,
you're gonna
move
look
on.
At it and say, you know what, I've moved on.
Yeah,
you know the relationship wasn't healthy, or she's moved on, whatever it might be. But that's where I was kind of looking at that GQ article where it was 2 months ago, where people say, well, Beckham hasn't moved on. Well, he basically told you yesterday he did, And that was fresh, right?
Right.
I know the deal happened in March, but you're talking about in which he was traded to the Cleveland Browns, but you're talking about a couple months ago that this interview took place. So you're looking at early May.
Sure.
That the interview that he did. So you're looking at 6-7 weeks after he just got traded from the Giants to the Browns, right? To the biggest metropolis in this country to Cleveland, Ohio. And feel like he was basically the punching bag of all the Giant failures. He's obviously going to think differently then than he is today.
Correct, and also, and you're right. And also, with Beckham, when he did the interview with GQ, I guarantee you, you know this. Like with the Browns and Beckham, all the behind the scenes nuances and movement of just let's get set up, let's get your email, let's get our travel person to see your this, let's get your sizes of your which size you want, let's get you in town. My point is all those little things that no one thinks about, the total relationship building part with the Browns and Beckham probably hadn't even started yet. Now you're 2 months in, you're on the cusp here at camp. So there, he's already, he knows who to point people are behind the scenes from the office.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. When it's when you just got cut or moved on or whatever, traded, and now you got someone from a big platform like GQ interviewing you, and maybe all these people behind the scenes with the Browns, maybe you only met a couple players or talked to the coach on the phone, and it's still very new, very fresh, like you said. Yeah, so it's definitely just, I think the relationship part is good. What if you're married for 25, 26 years, and then your wife dumps you, right, and then you get interviewed? Right after she dumps you, right? You're probably going to feel like, oh, God, you're going to be sad. And then what happens then if someone comes to you and talks about that relationship after being dumped after 25 years of marriage?
Yeah.
You got 4 kids, 3 kids, whatever, right? She took the house, the car, total screw job.
Right.
Horrible.
Bothered,
right? Yeah. Now someone comes to you 2 months later. Have you just moved on? What do you think?
Probably I'm still going to be bothered.
I agree. So,
that's why I didn't throw in the wife, the kids,
the house, the car.
Right.
I went a little deeper.
Right. I'm living in a basement apartment. Nothing wrong with that, but my point being is that's all I can afford.
And she's driving around in your Benz and your BMW that you bought. Now it's hers.
Right, I'm back with my dad again.
Yeah,
you're walking out like, don't you do a national show with Taz?
Yeah, well, you got Francesca telling you, still living in your basement. No, it was Russo.
Right,
exactly. Still living in your basement's dad.
Mocky,
still living in your basement's dad. It's like, dude, I'm married.
My
wife took it all. Like, it's gone.
Right. I have enough money for a Happy Meal a week. This is great, by the way.
It's a great brand.
McDonald's is fantastic.
McDonald's is phenomenal. It's great.
It's really great.
Should get some McDonald's breakfast in here soon. We need to have someone do a run one day. Get some Egg McMuffins.
Oh, there's a McDonald's like 2 blocks away.
I know. And it looks beautiful, that one. We should get someone to make a little run. You know what I mean? And it'd be nice to get some Egg McMuffins,
Egg McMuffin. I would like the sausage McMuffin.
Oh, you don't play around. You're all business. No, I like better than that. Okay.
I like the sausage McMuffin instead of the Taylor ham.
Okay. Nice, Taylor ham. Welcome.
No, that's on the Egg McMuffin.
I know. The average man, Moose, calls it Canadian bacon.
All right.
You call it Taylor ham, and you are correct. It's true. Everybody calls it Canadian bacon.
Right.
It's Taylor ham, because Mr. Taylor is from Toronto, but that's probably incorrect. But anyway, no. I actually, better than the sausage
dough.
I actually like the burritos pretty good.
Oh,
the egg.
Solid.
It is. It's really good. You like burritos?
No.
The only problem with that egg burrito, it's very unhealthy, believe it or not. There's a lot of cheese in it, but I got to tell you, it's good.
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah.
McDonald's $2, you get a bunch of them.
McDonald's
great.
Doesn't mess around.
No, they don't play it around. And I might have said this on the air before. If not, I'm going to educate you now on this. The beauty of McDonald's, my man. Better than all the other breakfast fast foods. McDonald's uses real eggs.
Yeah,
and that's
great.
A fact.
Yeah.
And on a McMuffin and stuff like that, and then the sausage McMuffin, whatever, they steam the egg.
Yep.
And the only other one, and then I don't consider them fast food, is Panera Bread. I'm an egg guy.
Okay.
They steam their egg, and you're going to get a real egg at Panera Bread.
That's nice.
That's good to know.
That is good to know.
But you seem like you're the type of guy who wants a fresh farm egg.
I do.
Cage-free Jones.
It takes me back to the days when I was working the griddle at McDonald's.
Right. Oh, so you know the deal. So you guys are using real eggs.
Yes,
so know, right?
Yeah.
But see, these other places...
Now, things can change in 20 years, but yes.
They haven't, because I look into this. Every year I check. But, no, because this is my go-to.
It's important.
just to be transparent, like Beckham. Okay, when I go, this is my deal. Go to. I get 2 Egg McMuffins, no cheese, and I get rid of, I throw out the bun, or I'll give it to the pigeons. I take one of the English muffins.
Double stack it.
Thank you. You said it better than me. You're correct.
Oh,
double Egg Jones, double cheese.
You unhinge that jaw, get right down.
I mean,
into
no
it.
Cheese. I'm sorry.
No cheese.
No cheese. I tail a ham times 2.
Oh, that's nice.
And then double egg.
Do you go hash
one
brown?
Muffin. I want to, but I don't.
The hash browns.
Well, because if you're going to.
The hash
best.
Browns are the best.
No, bro, they're the best. But if you're going to get rid of the English muffin, why am I going to cob up on the fried hash brown?
I get it. But since I thought maybe because of the treat, you're not going double English muffin that you've sacrificed there, that then you go hash brown.
You just give me an idea.
That's
good rationale.
It's hard for me to go
eat the fried potato.
I haven't gone to McDonald's in a while for breakfast.
I feel like going right now.
So do I, but because my stomach's growling and I'm hungry. But
I'm hungry too.
But I find it difficult to not have a hash brown when you go there for breakfast.
Yeah, I respect
the
that.
The hash brown is.
That's my kids the same way.
It's
He's
great.
Like, you got it.
It's great. If you're going to do it,
you
got to
go
do
hash.
Right.
You got to go all the way in.
You
got to
go.
Are they on the Uber Eats, Mike? You would know.
Don't
you're a connoisseur. You're an expert on this. Uber, are they on there?
They are.
Whoa. I should do a little run.
Now, do you think Mike would charge us for delivery?
No, on the house. Promo code Taz in the Moose.
Mike opens up his Uber Eats app, gets an order from McDonald's.
Yeah, do you get a discount when you are an Uber Eats driver? Do you get a discount?
I haven't used the service. I have no idea.
That's great.
And that will be the title of his next podcast. The day that I went and got breakfast for my co-host on Uber Eats as I produced the show.
You're probably right because
he's multitasking.
He's at episode 4. He's already grasping for topics.
No, I'm joking.
I'm teased.
He's going to be interviewing me next.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. I want the sausage.
We got to get some McDonald's here, boys.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, there's a problem. Yeah.
We have to do
Are
that.
Are we supposed to order for the other show, too?
No. Just for us.
Nope.
Exactly. You think they'd look out for us?
Dude, if you were laying in the
Every
street.
Every man for his own.
Yeah, if you were laying in the street with your elbow lacerated by a pigeon that had a razor blade in its mouth, okay, when your arm was bleeding, Gio would step over you to get in his fancy German car. Okay, you kidding me? Boomer Esiason, he'd kick you in the ribs as he's getting in his giant fancy European truck. These people don't care about us here. You know that.
Nobody cares.
Happy Wednesday. So,
I want to hear from you about Odell Beckham Jr. 855-212-4227. What's your take on what he had to say yesterday at his youth camp? Do you believe him? Do you trust him? Do you think he's moved on? The Giants certainly have. Do you think Odell Beckham Jr. has moved on? I want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. Washington Redskins cutting their leading tackler, Adrian Peterson, financial woes. A lot of other NFL topics to get into. We'll do all that and more next. Taz and the Moose, just getting going here on this Wednesday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm going to get some hash browns.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew, you want hash brown?
Yeah, why not?
Mike, you want hash brown?
Yeah.
No one says no here.
No one says no.
It's like my house. Pete?
No hash brown.
You said no hash brown?
Of course, he said no for you.
He said no, but the sausage biscuit gimmick that he's getting,
hash brown.
The directions on it were crazy.
Well, Bisegli walks in and goes, they have a grilled chicken sandwich?
No, fried chicken, bro, not grilled.
Yeah, it's 6 a.m. in the morning.
I know, like, what he was asking for.
I like the fried chicken.
Yeah, lettuce, tomato, and mayo.
I'm a picky breakfast eater.
See, I walked into, can I have a sausage, egg, and cheese without egg or cheese?
So I'm like, in the butt
a disc of meat on bread.
I get breakfast anxiety. Leave me alone.
All right, so let me see. I think I got this right. La 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 la. That means I'm thinking. Yes.
Nice.
So we're ordering some Mickey D's here.
Nice.
So we're good.
Great brand.
That's good. That is. That
is. Not bad. $66 in the morning. All right, no problem. Here we go.
I'm joking. It's a lot of hash browns.
Make sure you tip the driver.
Right. If it's $66, Taz went with the steak and eggs.
Before I place this order, this covers me for the donuts that I owed from 2 years ago. I just wanted to bring that forward.
Yes,
it does. Because I'll tell you, for this price, you can get a lot of donuts. I can tell you that right now.
Thank you, Taz.
It's ordered. You're welcome. Now you do realize you guys know how I work.
You have to pay back.
Well, no, Marta Jones. Now, this is something I have. This is all summer. I'm throwing this up to your face. You know the routine.
I know.
My wife knows very well what I do with this. Do you like jam? This is the problem with me.
Right.
I act like big baby face, real nice guy, and next thing you know,
and then
Del Cheapo.
Right. When something doesn't go the way that you want, you're like, hey, Mike, remember when I got that McDonald's that morning?
I gave you guys free T-shirts one time, right? Remember that?
How many weeks did I get out of the thermos?
A month. That was all January.
That was a month, right?
Yeah.
Weeks. Weeks upon weeks.
You heard about it.
I've yet to see anyone with this freaking thermos. You know why? Because the lid sucks on that thermos.
Thermos Thursday.
And I got mad at my wife. She's like, you know what? The hell with you and your friends at work.
They're not mine.
My friends. They not are
here.
Not my friends.
Hello, friends.
What's that, Andrew?
I use mine, just not here.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I swear. You know what? I'll video it next time.
All right, anyway, so here's the thing. More importantly than anything, so the breakfast is on order, okay?
Yes.
It will arrive here, just so you know. Now, Mikey B in the stands because he's an expert at this. 6:55 a.m. Eastern.
Nice.
Not that the audience needs to know, but now they know. So, la, 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 la. I don't know what's going to happen.
We'll be having McDonald's in the first break of the 7 o'clock hour.
Correct. Only thing is now, we need to get, Mike, you need to get one of your minions to run downstairs and get it for us. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll just go do it myself.
Okay. That keeps it simple.
It's down the elevator.
What happens when you meet up with an Uber driver? Is it like, do you guys like
talk? There's a handshake.
Well, there's going to be a selfie coming.
Brawl.
You definitely. Oh, I'm taking a photo with whoever he's down not, there.
For content. See, this SOB.
Look at you. He's learned.
He has learned.
And Pete's going to basically go down and shoot video.
Well, that's
no one's going to run the board.
Yeah,
no,
they're all video experts now. That's a whole other issue. That's a whole other problem we have on the show. By the way, anybody who's listening that, well, it might be tough, but I think it's important to bring up about the issues with the downloads, with the podcasts. Internationally, there's a fly in the studio, which is a new one for me. There's something going on with the because it happened with the Taz show, with my podcast too, Taz and the Moose podcast. It's for international, right? So, folks, I know we get a lot of listeners up in Canada too. I think there's an issue. Anything outside of the United States? So, I know Radio.com, the fine people that work behind the scenes on that.
They're on top of it. Yeah,
so
they're trying to rectify the situation.
Hopefully it gets done soon.
Try and be patient with that.
Yeah. I've dealt with this in the past.
Yes.
People who get on-demand audio that are fans of on-demand audio, the patience usually wears thin pretty quick. I'm just letting you know that.
No, I can understand it. So hopefully,
because it's free. They want their free lunch.
Well, I
this
get
is how it.
It
works.
Well, and they want to listen to what they want to listen to.
And
so
it's free.
And it's free. And I get it. So hopefully that does get rectified really soon.
Yeah,
you're outside the continental United States or outside the United States.
Right, right.
You can't really get it.
Alaska and Seattle are okay?
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, and our friends in Kona Beach, Hawaii. It's okay there, I believe. Too.
Right.
So we're fine.
You're getting ready to hit and go surf on the North Shore.
Waikiki, right. And you listen to Taz and the Moose.
Right, you're locked right in.
That's awesome.
This is a very, as the sun rises in Hawaii, this is a very calming show.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a bunch of guys in Manhattan.
Right, very zen, puts you at peace. Yeah. Right,
we're all high, really, what you're saying.
That's exactly right.
There's no yelling, no tension, no nothing.
Those are the rules!
There's nothing, never.
There's not at all,
Total zen, you're in Hawaii.
Right.
You're in Hawaii and you're,
put a poi and eggs for breakfast.
Mahalo, yes. You got your flip-flops on, you're going to do some windsurfing.
Yeah, no doubt,
Do a little fly fishing at 6 a.m. as the sun comes up.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe this is the show you want to be listening to.
Yeah, you're listening to Taz and the Moose.
I don't know if there's many open streams you're going fly fishing in.
Are there moose in Hawaii? Are they confused by your nickname? What's a moose?
You're not putting on your rain slicker overalls.
Yeah, you're not in the Louisiana Bayou in Waikiki.
Right. Taz walking out into the Pacific in Hawaii with his fly rod. And they're like, what are you doing?
It's funny, dude. I'm telling my wife about these.
The trout running upstream?
I told you about these flip-flops and then these other shoes from Hawaii that are made in Hawaii that I want to get. Not the flip-flops. They have this, like, windsurfing shoe that is a sneaker you can use. And I tell my wife about this thing. She goes, windsurfing? When have you ever windsurfed? What are you going to windsurf on? I go, no. They're good for a regular. They're made in Hawaii. She goes, who cares?
All right, well, that's a good point.
Your welcome wife, to my house.
Why would you buy windsurfing shoes?
Well, because they're cool looking, and they're made in Hawaii. So I mean, that makes it cool.
You're gonna walk around with them?
But dude, they have like a rubber sole. Like it looks like almost like shoe. You know Vans.
Yeah.
It looks like Vans. Like picture Vans in Hawaii, like made in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
And they're kind of like a mesh material. So in case I get caught in a rainstorm, you know, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Well, it's amazing.
Or I fall in Jones Beach.
That's funny, right?
Off the Ocean Parkway. Yeah, I happen to jump out of my car into the water.
Right. In case there's another flood. Taz and his windsurfing shoes.
You never know.
Right, you know, you're right. It could be right around the corner.
Well,
you can rescue people.
Absolutely.
Jump on me. I'll walk to safety.
I would side with your wife in that discussion.
Yeah, no, I agree. And by the way, you had new security cameras, more installed at the pound last night, the compound.
Very good.
We did. Had a whole new one put in. This is our sixth one. So, yeah,
a lot of layers.
Cameras everywhere, lights. It's more. I walk out. I go in my driveway. You know, I got 8-9 cars in the driveway. Mm. And I just get hit, bro, with floodlights. I forgot all about it. It's like, oh, my God. All right, I live here. I mean, the lights are on me. It's like, dude, geez, good luck going to that house, bro.
Very, very.
You got to be ready,
very
bro.
Nice and peaceful.
How long until you just don't leave? Until you're just, like, relieving yourself in jars, not cutting.
That's the goal.
Right? That is the goal, bro.
That is the goal.
Oh, by the way, we have an update on the food. Oh, buddy. 6:41 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, it's going to be here in 4 minutes.
Someone needs to get in the lobby, son.
That's how you do it, Mike.
Andreas is walking. So Andreas is walking here from the McDonald's.
Very nice.
Hopefully you don't get rolled and jumped and they take our food. I would go, Mike. See ya. Take care.
McDonald's is on its way. Bogus is in the house. He's got an update. What's
up,
man?
You see how quick that's done?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, scary. It's amazing.
It is.
Like, during a segment. During a segment, bro.
Yeah, uptick of 14 minutes. It's great. It's going to be hot and fresh.
Oh, man, we're going to be eating fried potatoes shortly.
Here's your report. It is sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor Pants and Shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. Guess who didn't suck last night? Aging Mets second baseman Robinson Cano.
Told you.
It's this ball deep to right. Down the line. If it's fair, it's gone. Home run number 3 of the night for Robinson Cano.
I've been talking about last week. I think.
Wait, that's Wayne Randazzo?
Yeah.
Wait, can you play that again?
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a difference?
Can you?
Ooh, a lot of faces.
It's this ball deep to right. Down the line. If it's fair, it's gone. Home run. Number 3 of the night for Robinson Cano.
He was excited.
That does not. Wow, that sounds nothing like Wayne Randazzo.
I mean, it's definitely Wayne. I don't know why he sounds different last night.
He sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, he sounds like he's got a safety pin on his throat.
Well, right. Yeah, that did not. What?
Huh?
I don't know what that means.
What?
Is it? Wait, what?
I don't know why. I
feel like he wouldn't sound like that if he had a safety pin.
I know a guy, John Randazzo. Johnny R, we called him.
Right.
He don't sound like that either.
No, well, that does not sound. That sounds almost like it was recorded at like 1.5 speed.
It might have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Go ahead.
So sped it up.
That is no Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880 here in New York.
Robbie Cano, I told you.
You did.
I think Moose was out when Moose was out last week. I went into this whole diet trap about Robbie. Cano is still a very solid defensive player at second base. I mean, I know he's not in the prime of his career.
The range is no longer what it was.
Everybody says that. But I watched the guy all weekend make really good plays against the Giants. He's making plays left and right,
I'm talking about on the whole, on the entire year. He doesn't have the same range that he did have.
I love the way he plays.
He's hit 5 home runs the last 10 games.
I know. He's
great.
4 before that.
Yeah.
Well, the problem.
The first half before the All-Star break.
The first 66 game or whatever it was.
Yeah,
the problem with Cano is that he's going to be 37 years of age and. If he has a tear in the second half, you know, in meaningless baseball, what does it really matter?
There it is.
Next year.
Ladies and gentlemen, across these great United States, that is a Yankee fan talking to a Met fan. This is how the narrative usually goes when you're a Met fan.
No,
deal with Yankee fans in this town. But that's how it is.
Wait a second. Hold, you're going to get
once we're doing good, we get bashed.
Wait a second.
That's
8-9 games under the 500 mark, you're going to get fired up about Robbie Cano when you needed him to hit in the first half?
That's all I got. Oh, you understand? That's what we got.
It's about next year
with the Mets. It's about next year. Yes, we're Met fans.
I understand.
Alonso winning the home run derby. That was the World Series for us.
Trust me, I get it. I saw
that was it.
I know it was.
He's done now, too.
He's
I told
the greatest home run hitter of all time.
You saw my tweets while you're on vacation?
He doesn't see him when he's here.
Well, what are you talking about? The Alonso tweets, I was here for the home run derby.
No, I mean after. Because I had a hot take on Twitter. And it was about, because I'm like, see? Because he's been stinking. He hasn't. I don't remember what his stats are. Andrew, maybe you have them right in front of you. I guess not.
Not a stats guy.
After the home run derby.
Oh, that Alonso struggled.
Yeah. Well, and I've been telling you this for years.
Didn't he have two home runs in San Francisco?
He did.
Okay.
But before that, and even now, he also broke his bat over his knee like it was Bo Jackson.
Which was great.
It was great. But he usually, all I'm hearing is my man Keith Hernandez, who I love, saying, former guest of Taz and Moose, saying, oh, you know, Pete usually keeps his calm, keeps relaxed.
He's a little frustrated.
He's calm. Next thing you know, he's snapping bats over his leg. Yeah, I mean, so he's losing it because of the home run derby. But anyway, Robbie Cano, I'm a big fan. I was a fan of him when he played for the Yanks, and and maybe not the Mariners so much, but with the Mets, old man Jones, I like him. That's all right.
Listen,
I'm happy.
That's great.
You got a hot take on
Robbie?
You needed
to hit when the games fans. Meant something. What are you doing?
I know, Moose.
These mean nothing.
I know.
He had three home runs. It was a nice moment. But in the end, it's going to be another lost season for the Mets.
All right, thanks, Moose.
Now we can sell Cano for a player to be named later.
And there's not another team in baseball that would take Cano off your hands.
Your order from McDonald's is almost here. Please meet your courier in the moment.
Courier?
Wow. Courier.
Mikey B's a courier now?
Yeah.
It's just Mikey B.
Giving us mail, too.
I guess when you walk here, you're a courier, huh? As opposed to...
Yeah. I think you're right, actually.
So the Mets won that game last night, 5-2. First career three-homer game for Cano. He drove in all five of those runs. National shortstop Trey Turner hit for the second cycle of his career last night. Both of them against the Rockies. This one in an 11-1 victory, while the Braves fell at home to the Royals 5-4. So Washington now 5.5 games behind Atlanta in the NL East. Back and forth they went in Minnesota last night. Five lead changes or ties over the final three innings for the Yankees and Twins. Thankfully, the Bombers won 14-12 in 10 when Aaron Hicks robbed Max Kepler of a game-ending three-run double with a diving catch in left center. The A's got a 4-3 win in 11 in Houston. The Phillies 2, the Tigers 1 in 15. The Dallas Cowboys are releasing veteran wideout Allen Hurns after he refused a pay cut. Dallas ends up saving $5 million in cap space. Hurns was almost fully recovered from that ugly lower leg injury he suffered in January's wildcard game with Seattle. The San Antonio Spurs have reworked their front office. Longtime GM R.C. Buford promoted to CEO of Spurs Sports and Entertainment. Assistant GM Brian Wright promoted to the top job. The Spurs won four titles with Buford in charge. He was named Executive of the Year twice.
I think I got this guy calling me now. I had some odd number calling me. Oh. I think this Uber Eats guy. Where the hell's Mikey B? Did he meet the guy?
He's in the lobby. He says he's waiting for him.
There you go.
I think the guy tried to call me. I mean, I'm doing a radio show. I can't talk to this guy now.
No, he doesn't know that.
What am I supposed to do now?
He just thinks you want your McDonald's. Or we're going to go to break, and maybe you could call him back and see where he's at.
Andreas, where are you?
Right here.
Why don't you call? I have Bilotti call the number right now. We'll do it on the air.
That's actually a great idea. Mike said nothing yet. I'm waiting outside. Should we call him?
We got to go to break here.
All right, we'll go to break.
Right. Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This is Major League Baseball legend Mo Vaughn, and you're listening to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
On this Wednesday morning, the McDonald's is in the building.
The Eagle has landed.
The Eagle has landed. That's exactly right. The food is here. Bisseglia went down. We had a little mix-up with the address. That's why Taz was getting a phone call.
Yeah.
The gentleman was at the wrong building.
My fault.
Cleared it up. Mm-hmm. You got to the right building.
Yeah.
Bisseglia was there waiting, drooling, and now he's up here and the food is here.
Did you see me, Moose, during the break, how I was navigating dealing with Andreas.
Yes.
Okay, dealing with the app, on the phone, and then I got in touch with Mikey B, how multitask.
Yes.
That's part of why the human suplex machine is what he is today.
That was well done. Well orchestrated. Thank very you. Good job of multitasking.
Look at Pete's body. There's a face on it.
How noble. Very noble.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, we're going to go out to New Jersey. We're talking about Odell Beckham. Well, yeah, John from New Jersey, radio.com.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
What do you say there, Hoss?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm actually having McDonald's myself today.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
No.
As I sit here at the racetrack.
Nice. John, you're up.
Shocking again.
Yes, that's exactly right. Eating McDonald's at the track.
Yeah.
Right at the Oklahoma training track.
See that the Moose knows exactly where I'm at.
Must be nice not to, work. Every day's a holiday when you're John from Jersey.
That's it.
Listen on radio.com. Yeah,
you should try it, man. I should.
I was a wrestler for a long time. That's not really a job. So, I mean, I did that for a long time. But now I have a real job with this radio gig, so it's tough.
Carrying the Moose every day.
No, John. Nice to you. Hit it right out of the park. Yeah, John, really. Enjoy that Egg Mark McMuffin Malusia. This morning, all right, John?
No Egg McMuffin. Steak, egg, and cheese.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I never had that. How is that, John?
It's outstanding.
Is it really good?
Well, fried onion.
Steak from McDonald's. Well, nice way at 6:50 a.m. Eastern to get this fried onions going. That's good. Yeah. You seem like you're a hash brown guy, too, huh?
No hash. I don't like the hash brown.
Oh, wow.
Too much carbs. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. Steak, egg, cheese, bagel, and a Diet Coke. That's it.
I like the cold seltzer items, like a soda, diet soda. That's what we don't have. We're going to have this McDonald's Moose.
Yeah.
Maybe we got to have somebody. We got iced coffee here and stuff.
Yeah, we do have ice. Yeah. Yes, the fountain drink. From
a fountain drink's the key.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we can talk to Mark Chernoff, our program director, by getting a fountain drink dispenser in the what do you think? In the cafeteria area.
Oh, it would hold up well.
What are you doing?
Why don't you shoot for video first?
Well said.
We run out of coffee. What do you think when the tanks run dry on that, how long do you think it takes to get filled up?
That's so funny, man. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on?
Well, hey, look, I mean, I know Mark is going to know where I'm going with Beckham. I mean, I don't see any difference at all. I mean, here the guy's saying that if you ask me about him, I'm going to tell you. I mean, I'm not going to talk about it, but if you ask me, I'll tell you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know.
I agree totally with you, Taz. I don't see any difference at all with what he said.
Yeah.
And again, with full disclosure, I'm not a Beckham guy. So I'm going to look at it on the negative side.
And for those that don't know, you are a Patriot fan, correct?
100%.
Go Pats!
That's the only problem with you.
Yeah, I do look at it, John, I know, and I get the way that you and Taz are looking at it. I understand. And you have every right to look at it that way. And I'm going to give him a little bit, because I have supported him. I'm going to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. And maybe that this is a little bit of a difference in just explaining why he answered the questions he did in GQ, that he wanted to be open and honest, and maybe we're going to get a new Beckham here, a more focused Beckham moving forward. Only time will tell.
Exactly. I mean, and you're going to see this year, because, I mean, that team is absolutely loaded with talent.
It is.
And you would hope that he's just going to be focusing on that and his team and, doing what they got to do. But, we shall see.
A lot of offensive talent and only one football. So that should be interesting.
That's it. It'll be interesting. If they win, though, and John, thanks a lot for the call, Taz. If they win, I think everything will be honky-dory. The curious thing would be if they're not winning.
Yeah, that's
they struggle.
But what if they're winning and Beckham's not getting the ball?
That's another point. Yeah.
That should be interesting.
That will be interesting
as
well.
Right.
And that's going to be a fascinating storyline to follow throughout the course of the NFL season. It's Taz, it's Moose, it's a Wednesday morning. You know where you're at. Locked in right here, CBS Sports Radio.